Tala Scholars is a group of 10 British singers who specialize in unaccompanied Renaissance choral music. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says their 1988 American tour was one of the musical highlights of the year. This weekend, the Tala Scholars begin another American tour. Lloyd has a review of their recent album of music by British composer William Cornish.
William Cornish was a complex and multi-talented figure. He was a musician and choral director who entered the royal household of Henry VII about the time Columbus discovered America. After Henry VIII took the throne in 1509, Cornish was named Master of the Children of the Chapel Royal, one of the most prestigious positions at court. He was in charge of all the music for court banquets, pageants, masks, and plays. Cornish was born a century before Shakespeare, and like Shakespeare, was a poet, actor, and dramatist. None of his dramatic work survives, but there's a poem he wrote during a short prison sentence called A Treatise Between Truth and Information, in which he denies the charges against him, whatever they may have been. He seems to have been a favorite of Henry VIII and a friend of the poet John Skelton. One of the most moving selections on the new album of Cornish's music by the Tala Scholars has lyrics that imitate Skelton's tumbling rhymes. It's in the voice of Christ on the cross, and it begins, "Woefully arrayed, my blood, man, for thee ran. It may not be nayed." Woefully Arrayed also has the most shocking harmonic twist when Christ exclaims, "Thus naked am I nailed." Not much of Cornish's music survives either. Peter Phillips, the director of the Tala Scholars, says that this album contains all the sacred music by Cornish that can be reconstructed. This includes Woefully Arrayed in English and five pieces in Latin, ranging from the spiraling vocal complexity of his Salve Regina, Stabat Mater, and Magnificat to the touching simplicity of his Ave Maria. He seemed to love to show off the high voices of his choir boys. The Tala Scholars use two women to sing the treble parts, and they make a particularly glorious effect, as in this passage from the Salve Regina. Cornish also wrote secular music, and the most haunting selection on this album is called Ah, Robin. It seems to be a dialogue between two friends. One of them is lucky in love and asks the other, Robin, to tell him of his beloved. But Robin's beloved is unkind. She refuses him because she loves another more.
Thou shalt know of mine. O
This William Cornish album is as beautifully produced and sung as all the other Talis Scholars albums. I've lost count of how many there are now. The ones I've heard are so fine that when I heard the group in person for the first time last year, I was actually slightly disappointed. But it's also reassuring to discover that they are their own toughest competition.